the Dep Lewis Show. The Dep Lewis Show. It's the Dep Lewis Show. It's the Dep Lewis Show. The Dep Lewis Show. It's the Dep Lewis Show. It's the Dep Lewis Show. The Dep Lewis Show. It's the Dep Lewis Show.
Welcome to the best show you'll ever know, the Dep Lewis Show, episode 74. This is your host, Dep Lewis, and today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024. A great day to do a podcast about video games and much more. So that's what I'm here for. So welcome to the show. Hope you're doing great out there in the world. Coming at you on a Monday today. I did some traveling around the United States yesterday, and I drove somewhere and had some fun. So I'm going to tell you about that in this show. And that's why the episode is late today. So if you're a loyal Dep Lewis Show listener, I told you it might be late. It might not happen. It might be early. All three options, and it's a little bit late, but I am here to deliver a wonderful, great podcast, the Dep Lewis Show. So how's it going out there? Today's show is going to be a little more loosey-goosey, as some people like to say, a little more freestyle-like. So if you like Dep Lewis' freestyle show on Patreon, I think you'll really enjoy this show today. I have really lackluster, really minimal notes, and I am here to just riff and tell you a little bit about what's going on in the world. A little bit less buttoned up Dep Lewis show as usual. So welcome to the show. But we're going to have the same style of show as always. We're going to have our three sections. But the first thing I want to tell you to do is help me out even more than just listening by following Dep Lewis Show everywhere, liking, subscribing, rating, comment, reviewing, turning on notifications, turn on notifications, and tell a friend. Email any questions or feedback to deplewisshow@gmail.com. Full episodes of Dep Lewis Show available anywhere you can find a podcast, places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Amazon Music, Patreon, and more. If there's somewhere you want to listen to the Dep Lewis Show and you can't find it, let me know, and I will work most likely to try to get it on that platform. I'm trying to get Dep Lewis Show anywhere it can be. Clips are on YouTube and TikTok. Twitch.tv/Dep Lewis Show is a great place to follow. And then Patreon.com/Dep Lewis Show is the ultimate place to follow. And you can gain access to exclusive content such as the Dep Lewis Freestyle Show. So that is my, and I'll tell you more about this at the end, but the Freestyle Show is a podcast without a plan that's exclusive to Patreon. So normally for the Dep Lewis Show, I have a good bit of notes and an outline and talk about those and riff a little. But the Freestyle Show is complete freestyle. I can look up stuff. I can search the internet. I can mumble, ramble, whatever I guess I want to. So today's going to be a little bit like the Freestyle Show. So that'll be a good, well, maybe a little teaser for Patreon. So please go look for me over there on the patreon.com/Dep Lewis Show. And then for the show today, we're going to have our three sections, even though today's show might be a little bit short, a little bit abridged, a little bit brief. Oh, I'm trying to think of more adjectives. A little bit, it's going to be straight to the point. That's what it's going to be. And you're going to get a lot of great information. We're going to have some fun along the way. So the first sections, we're going to talk about what video games have been playing since I've last talked to you on this microphone. The midsection of the show is what I've been seeing across the video game world. So all the exciting video game news or releases or any type of information that you want to know and you need to know about the video games, I'm telling you that in the midsection. And then the final section of the show is the miscellaneous talk section, where I can tell you about anything I want to outside the video game world. And this week, I'll mainly just recap what I was doing yesterday. A couple friends of the show and friends of real life, we met up and we went to see something pretty cool. So I'm going to tell you about that in the final section of this Dep Lewis show today. So let's get into it. Like I said, the show's going to be loosey-goosey. It's going to be a little bit short. But I'm here today to, what's the word? Get a repetition in for podcasting. I need to be a better podcaster. So doing the podcast is most likely the best way to do that. So I don't think that's incredible advice out there or really earth-shattering information. But what I've been playing, so let's keep you abreast and up to date. And up to snuff, yeah, I guess that's one. Up to snuff on what I've been playing. So my main game right now I'm playing, that's my main single-player game that I'm trying to focus on, that is in the year of the RPG. It's the year of the RPG on the Dep Lewis show, and I'm trying to play Final Fantasy VII Remake. And this is the game from, not the game that released this year, but the prior one, prior release. And I'm loving this game a whole lot. I'm on chapter 14. I think there's 15, but I'm not sure. I'm around 25 hours into this game. So I think I have maybe 5 more hours to go. Something in that range is kind of what I'm guessing. I'm at a section now where you can do some side missions before moving on. They want you to gain some favor with the townsfolk before moving on your mission. So I don't know if I'm actually going to do that. I might just end up pushing the story forward a little bit, but I have not made any significant progress in Final Fantasy VII last week. I really didn't play too much of this game. Just had a busy week, blah, 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 blah. Whatever excuse that you can say for not playing a game, but I will be getting back to this game. It is still my consistent single-player game. It's the thing I'm trying to achieve right now and complete, so that's been the case for a couple weeks now, and I've just been keeping you updated with that. But Final Fantasy VII, still taking the Final Fantasy VII Remake, is still taking the number one slot here on the What I've Been Playing section, and I feel like it's going to do so until I complete it, and then I will hopefully move on to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Rebirth is the hope, the game that released this year, so Final Fantasy VII Remake, just want to put it in its proper place here in the What I've Been Playing section and tell you a little bit about it. So something else I've been playing is Rocket League. So Rocket League I've been pretty consistent with recently. I was talking to a friend of the show, Sanfi, yesterday and saying I'd probably at least play 5 matches a week or maybe a little more, between 5 and 10. Hop on there almost once a day and play at least one match, which is really, really fun. So just shouting out Rocket League, really, really short and sweet. Love that game a whole lot. And I can play it any time of the day, any day. And it's very fun. All right, so last week I did pick up some new games, though. So these are all games, well, two of these I played the demo of and enjoyed and have been wanting to buy for a while. And the other one is something that a lot of people are touting as a game of the year, comparing it to, like, games you're going to want for a long time, like Stardew Valley or Dead Cells or Binding of Isaac or things like that, or Hades. They're putting it in that smaller game category that's very addicting and has a lot of depth of gameplay, so these three games that I've purchased in the last week, I bought them all on Nintendo Switch. I bought them digitally, and one of them was even on sale. So I finally picked up Dave the Diver. So I think that game released last year, and I think you've heard me talk about this show on the show of wanting to play it and when I want to play it, what console I want to play it on. So I finally decided to buy this on Switch, since that is a great way to play, and I can play handheld. And so I picked up Dave the Diver, and that is the game where you go diving in the sea. You are Dave, if you cannot guess. And you dive during the day, and then at night you serve up the fish you caught in a sushi restaurant, and you have to serve the patrons and keep the sushi restaurant running properly and orderly. And that is really the time loop in the game. And there's, I guess, sorts of upgrades and all different styles of fish and ways you can battle them down in the deep sea. And you have your oxygen tank, so you can only get so far so early. So really, really cool concept, and I love the way it looks. The characters seem neat, and I've been really wanting to play this game since it came out. So not really sure why I finally decided to pull the trigger, but I had a couple other games I wanted to purchase. So I was like, you know, this is the proper time to pick up Dave the Diver. So that is what I've done. So this is kind of one of those games that's just going to be in the rotation for me. I'm going to pick it up here and there, but if I make significant progress, I will definitely come back to the Depth Lewis show and tell you about it. So the other game I picked up, so Dave the Diver has a demo as well. So go check out some Dave the Diver, and it just released on PlayStation, I believe last week even, so it is on most platforms now that you want to play it on. But I also picked up Balatro, so Balatro, and that is a game that's on multiple platforms as well. I picked this up on Nintendo Switch. This is the game I was talking about that a lot of people are touting it as their game of the year, and that they're going to be playing it for years and years and years, and they think about it and want to return to it during the day and get back to it, and it seems like a very, very fun and they even say almost like addicting kind of thing. So Balatro is it's a deck builder. Would you call it a deck builder? But it's more traditional cards with like a little twist. So there's more jokers. There's more stuff that can happen. You can end up making, instead of like doing three of a kind, you can do six of a kind. And I think you can switch all your cards in your hand to hearts. And then you can drop like all sorts of crazy combos and things like that. And there's multipliers. So it's like really souped up poker, it seems like, and I'm really excited to play. I've only really kind of done the tutorial in it so far, but this is something that I am excited to play and I am excited to own, and is one of the really, I guess, going to be one of the first new games I've played this year. So a Balatro seeming really cool, and I'm sure you actually probably heard about it out there in the world, and I think I've even talked about it, but Balatro seems really cool. And the last game I picked up in the prior week was Pepper Grinder. So I picked this up on Nintendo Switch as well. I know it's available on PC and I played the demo on Steam, actually. I played the demo on Switch, and then I finally decided I need to pick up this game, and it is very fun. It's a character. It's a little bit like Celeste or Super Meat Boy or some type of difficult platformer with some combat. And the combat really is a drill, which is you use the drill for platforming and going through areas, and you can basically just control the way the drill goes, and it's going to cut through certain sand or parts of the ground that you can go through. But you can also pop up and you can also hit enemies with it. So it has multiple uses. And the drill, so the, and you can play a demo for this game as well. So that was, demo was really fun. And I got to, I think I beat all the demo. And the only thing they are gatekeeping or holding back in the demo is the boss fight. So I'm at the boss fight in this game now in the first world. So I think that's 5 levels in or something like that. And it is very hard. And I don't know if I'm, I haven't looked up anything on how to beat it or strategize yet. And I need to do that. And I intend to, but I've been kind of banging my head up against this for a little bit, trying to beat this. And I've heard there's some difficulty spikes in this game and it can get pretty challenging, but I didn't really expect it to be this early. And it's seemingly like a Cuphead boss or something really difficult. And I'm just really kind of surprised by it, but it hasn't really deterred me yet, but I definitely would like to be doing more of the levels and boss fights. So I don't know how much progress I'm going to end up making if I can't proceed past this boss, but I don't know, but I really love the gameplay mechanics of Pepper Grinder. I like everything it's doing. I like the music. I really like the feel of the pepper grinding. So when you're going through like dirt areas or sand areas, it actually feels really good to control. It's very precise and it just feels really cool. So I think that is a very, very nice thing for Pepper Grinder. And so those are the new video game purchase update alert for the Depp Lewis Show here, episode 74. So Dave the Diver, Blotro, and Pepper Grinder. And the only other game I was really thinking about was picking up Nier Automata or Automata. I've just been hearing that how great that game is. It's not a new game, but it seems like something I would really like. And I've been trying to find games that kind of mimic Final Fantasy VII Remake style in a little way, because I've really been enjoying that game so much. But the other end of that is I'm still playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, so it might not be the proper time to pick up Nier, but I've heard that game is great on Switch. It runs great on Switch, which is not always the case for games, so it seems like a very viable place to play it, but it also is on consoles, so that could be a great way to play it as well. But so that's just something I wanted to clue you into, that I was looking at video games last week, and that was something I was definitely thinking about. But this year is let's talk about the year. So it's the year of the RPG here on the Depp Lewis Show. I'm in the process of trying to complete Final Fantasy VII Remake. It's going to be the first Final Fantasy game I've ever completed. I think one of the first Japanese RPGs I've ever completed. So I think it's going to be a pretty nice milestone here on the Depp Lewis Show. And then I want to move to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which I already own that game, but I have not played it yet because I'm trying to complete the first one. So the year of the RPG is starting with that, and then we're going to move on to Yakuza Like a Dragon into Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. So another couple-year-old release into a release from this year. And I'm still very excited for that leg of the parlay of the gaming year of the RPG parlay. And then the other, this leg right here is a little bit in question. Super Mario RPG, I've talked about on this show that I'm stuck at a certain portion. I have taken to the internet, I've read some advice, and I'm still unable to proceed. So I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to push past. I might just be too stupid and it just might not be my thing or something. But I wanted to complete Super Mario RPG into Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door Remake, which comes out, I believe, next month. If you're listening in real time, it comes out in May. But this leg is in question. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but you know, the year of the RPG, I'm trying to find my taste in RPGs to see if I really do like them and try different kinds. And I don't know if the top-down approach is the one I like. I think the RPGs that I've completed or I could think of would really be fall into like the Fallout category, which has been talked about a lot recently, or Skyrim, Oblivion, Morrowind. And I'm trying to think of other, you know, Red Dead Redemption. I think you'd call that more third-person action. And I guess you can even call those other games that, but I can't really think of another style of RPG I've played. So, you know, I even tried to play Sea of Stars last year. That's a top-down view. I didn't really make it too far in that. I have Octopath Traveler 2, kind of the same thing. I haven't really given that a good go, but it's the same thing. It just hasn't hooked me as much as Final Fantasy VII Remake has. So I think there is something to me really liking third-person style in games, more so than the top-down kind of 2D approach. I don't know. I'm just trying to kind of sort through my preferences here. So I think that's just what I've been determining. But, you know, that I'm talking about the legs of my year of the RPG here. And so I just don't know about Super Mario RPG or Paper Mario 1000 Year Door Remake. And the last one I'm waiting on is a game I already own that I want to play cross-play and do a cooperative play with a friend of the show, Sampi. And we are just waiting for Larian Studios to update the game accordingly. And they said they would at some point, so I think it's coming. We just don't really have any update or indication to when. And that's something I should hit a Google every once in a while and try to keep up with that information. So that information could be out there, but I am not sure. Let's see. You know, this is the loosey-goosey episode. Let's see. So Baldur's Gate 3, we want to see if it's coming crossplay when. Maybe there'll be some recent news about it. That'd be nice. In the works without a definite date. We knew that. Is actively in the works, but will take more time. Huh, that was 3 days ago. Well, that's good. Okay, well, that's some type of update. Let's see if it was actually from Larian. We are actively working on bringing crossplay and a photo mode to Baldur's Gate 3, but the work required to bring these to you means that these additions will likely be further down the road. Already has some crossplay. Larian Studios put heart and soul. Yes, they did. So it's coming. That's going to be great. So that would be cool. And something Sophie and I are going to try to work towards playing some. So it should be really fun. So those have been the video games I've been playing in this past week. I am going to have more of a normal week, a traditional week in my life this upcoming week. So next up, Lewis Show should have some more updates about actual games I've been playing and a little more in depth on what's been going on with the games I'm playing. But you know, I picked some games up last week and that was pretty exciting. And that was, I guess that was pretty much the highlight of the what I've been playing section for this week. So that's what I've been playing. We're going to wrap this section up. We're going to come back for the midsection of the show after some lovely, wonderful, delightful, what's another word? Amazing, elegant, I don't know, whatever. But it's some great music. And then we're going to come back for the midsection of the show where I tell you about some news going on around the video game world. And I have some great things there, so you don't want to miss it. So come back in just a few. Welcome back to the midsection of the best show you'll ever know, the Depp Lewis Show, episode 74. This is where I tell you about all the great information going on around the video game world from the past week or the past, I guess it's week and one day since I've talked to you here on this microphone. And let's see what happened. There was a Nintendo Indie World Showcase. So that is always a great time. It focused entirely on indie games that are heading to Nintendo Switch. And there are some great things to tell you about there. And there's also some demos available based upon these games, and there are even more announcements than I'm even going to tell you about. So the first thing I'd like to say is, you know, watch this for yourself at some point. Go check out the Indie World Showcase. Go watch it on Nintendo's YouTube, or go watch Min-Max, Min-Max with two N's, talk over it. That's what I did, and really, really fun. It's always good to get the information. There's always something you're going to like, and there's probably more than one thing you're going to like. So in this case, there were more than one thing that I liked, and I'm going to tell you about them right now. So the first one was Yars Rising, and this is a new side-scrolling run-and-gun platformer from Atari. Gameplay looks similar to Metroid and Mega Man, IGN writes, and Yars is the protagonist and arrives later this year in 2024. So I don't have any familiarity really with Yars as a video game. I've definitely never played it, but it looks like something that will be up my alley. I really like side-scrolling games, and I like that this is being revitalized or revamped as an old classic from Atari. So this is going to be hopefully something that is going to be very quality and appease the old fans and also bring in some new fans like myself. So Yars Rising, definitely on my radar. No demo available for this that I'm aware of, but something to keep looking for later this year when it will arrive in 2024. All right, the next game that looks really cool is Anton Blast. So this game got its release date announced. That was the new news for this Indie World Direct for this game, Anton Blast. It releases November 12, 2024. It was originally announced at 2023 Guerrilla Collective Showcase last summer. This is coming to PC and Nintendo Switch for that November release date, and it is a chaotic action platformer where players will have ample opportunities to destroy enemies and worlds. And there is a demo available for this now and something I have played, and it looks very interesting. It's very chaotic, and the controls are very fun. It's fun crashing through things, and there is a timing element in the game where you have to be quick, and it just seems fun. It definitely seems throwback with a new spin and something I need to play some more of, and I will be looking forward to in November. But I've also heard this is comparable to old Wario games, like an old style of Wario side-scrolling platformer. A lot of people are glad to have back, and then I've also heard that Pizza Tower from last year is something very similar to this, and I think that's been the resounding thing whenever this game gets brought up is, or people are like, hey, well, have you played Pizza Tower? So I think a lot of people love that game from last year. Something I need to look into. And, you know, Anton Blast is something you need to look into as well. So a bunch of good games there. Anton Blast releasing on November 12th, 2024. And there is a demo available right now. All right, another game that looks very cool and interesting is Europa, E-U-R-O-P-A. There's a demo available for this now too. Go check that out. I think this game, I'll tell you about it first and I'll tell you what I think. There was a new release window announced for this game sometime before the end of 2024 is the new release window. This was announced back in 2022 by Novadust Entertainment, initially supposed to release in 2023. And then they announced it was delayed till April 16th, 2024. And now they have pushed it back a bit again. So hopefully taking some time to put out the product that they would like to and in the best form or version that they can. This is an action-adventure 3D platformer by creative director Helder Pinto. And there's a demo available now. And this was one of the most, I think they did the best job of selling me on, if I had to pick one game, possibly it might have been Europa to look at from this. I was a little bit underwhelmed by the demo. The controls seem fun. It seems very floaty and you can jump around a whole lot and you're getting that right from the beginning. A little bit of sense of openness and it just feels fun moving that character around. But the graphics on the Nintendo Switch on the screen were a little bit rough. So I really think I'm noticing this a whole lot more lately with, I guess, playing more PlayStation 5 games and just games, you know, getting better looking. And then playing on some of these older hardware platforms, it's really becoming noticeable where in the past I might not have said I would mind too much, but I don't know why it's so striking of a difference these days. But this game was just kind of not looking so great on the TV screen, but I don't know if that's a complete indictment. It's a demo. It had me thinking, you know, are demos usually in a rougher looking form than the final game? And I don't know if that's the case, but like they're saying, this game has been pushed back again, so maybe they have understood that themselves and are working to fix some of that. But really go look at this. It seems very cool. It's definitely something worth putting on your radar or worth trying out the demo. And I'll be checking out for this later in the year when it releases. So Europa looking very cool and go check it out now. All right. So let's see. A few more games I want to tell you about. And like I said, there's a whole bunch more information and news and things to look at from this Nintendo Indie World showcase. So please go check it out for yourself. But Cat Quest 3 is another game that looks very neat, something I've never played Cat Quest 1 or 2, but this is an action RPG where players roam a 2.5D open world, fighting off pirates and searching for treasure. The first two installments of this game are in 2017 and 2019, so relatively new franchise, and this game is just releasing this year. So I don't know if there was any firm announcement there besides maybe this was the announcement of the game, but Cat Quest 3 is coming later in the year, 2024, and looks very cool. Looks like something I would like. I tried to go look at the old Cat Quest and see if there was a demo or anything, but it's just something I might have to try for myself and possibly just watch some footage on YouTube or something like that. But Cat Quest 3, go check it out. Looks cool. I think I said that twice. All right, SteamWorld Heist 2 is another game that Thunderful announced. This game is in development and will be released August 8th, 2024, so not too far away. Only 4 months, really, if you're listening in real time. In real time. This will keep the same turn-based ricochet strategy gameplay while being set in a lush tropical environment called Caribbea. Supposed to be a milestone of size and scope for the SteamWorld franchise, and story and crew customization will be given greater emphasis than in previous releases. So I don't have too much familiarity with SteamWorld. I think I've played maybe one of the releases. It might have just been a demo. I know a lot of people love this franchise, and the SteamWorld Heist leg of the franchise is one of the most beloved, and I think people are very excited for the SteamWorld Heist 2. I kind of imagine this is a lot of people's favorite announcements from the show, so definitely worth checking out and something I'd like to know more about and interested in seeing and on my radar a little bit. So this game comes out August 8th, 2024, and that is SteamWorld Heist 2. So the last game I just want to call out from the Nintendo Indie World Showcase is Little Kitty Big City. It looks like a little bit of a Stray, like the game Stray mixed with Untitled Goose Game or something like that. It would be two equivalents that would maybe match gameplay and art style together. But this lets you explore a quirky neighborhood as a cat, helping other animals and tripping humans if you wish to cause chaos. This releases May 9th, 2024 for Nintendo Switch. It definitely looks fun, looks interesting. If the physics mechanics and stuff like that are good and the little side missions and the characters' quibbles, I think this could be a really great time for a video game. And if you're a cat lover, it's doing some pretty good and pretty spot on looking cat things. So very cool. Little Kitty Big City, very cool name. And looks like a really cute game and just something different out there. So go check it out. So that was, those were all the big games I wanted to call out that I thought were most interesting from the Nintendo Indie World Showcase. I would overall say it was a great show. I got no complaints. You know, I don't know what I know until they show me for the most part. So it's interesting to see some new games. I'm sure there's something in there that I'm going to like. I'm sure there's something in there that I didn't notice originally, and I'm going to like that game as well. But I love these showcases. I love getting some new information from Nintendo, and just a really great time. So go watch it. So just a few more things to tell you about this week. This next one is Nintendo related as well. There was a Splatfest over the weekend, and I saw the winner of this, and I want to just tell you about who the winner of the Splatfest was in Splatoon 3. So I have not participated in the last few Splatfests. I haven't really picked Splatoon 3 up since probably January, but it was the game of the year 2 years ago for the Depth Lewis show. Still one of my favorite games of all time, and the multiplayer in this game is amazing. So the Splatfest is one of the most fun times to play Splatoon 3, and the question or the theme for this most recent event was, which fuzzy fluffiness do you like the most? Do you like baby chicks? Do you like little bunnies or bear cubs? And I think I said I would pick team bear cubs, but I do not, not for sure. But if I did, that is the team that won. So team bear cubs wins, definitely looking pretty cute. And all the people did some really hard splatting and inking and rolling with their squads and wrecking some people with paint rollers and super soakers and all sorts of crazy stuff. So Splatoon 3, one of the best games ever and really, really fun. And there was another Splatfest in the books, and I'm usually reporting on when the Splatfest are coming. So just stay tuned to all the Depth Lewis shows always for all the best Splatoon 3 information that you need. So that was me reading off the internet a little bit there. And let's go back to the final thing I want to tell you about in this midsection of this week. There's been some PS5 Pro details leaked. So I saw a few things popping up, a few articles, a few YouTube videos coming into my algorithm, or I think even some things on IGN of talking about PS5 Pro details leak. So I wanted to look up some details for this and really found there's not too much out there. So take this all with a grain of salt. I don't think it's going to be shocking if we're going to get Pro versions of the current gen consoles. I think that's just par for the course nowadays. I don't know how excited I am for it. I was just saying a little bit, you know, a few minutes ago, how much I think the consoles look great right now and run and perform so great. And we're only 4 years in on the cycle. So I just don't know how much I don't think I've ever bought the Pro version or the upgraded version of a console, but you know, never say never. I'm just really not seeing the merit in it right now, you know, really at all. But Insider Gaming says Sony is prepping a PS5 Pro enhanced label, like on the PS4 Pro, to show which games can take advantage of their superior hardware. I've also thought, and I heard this point brought up this week, that there's not really too many PS5 exclusive games at this point, so, or Xbox Series X or S exclusive games, or even Xbox, I don't think they make that distinction on the Xbox side, but there aren't really that many PS5 exclusives or, you know, PS5 exclusives. So it just seems a little bit silly to introduce a PS5 Pro model to play those few exclusives and make them run just a little bit better. I think I heard the ray tracing is a little bit better, but it just seems like a little bit of a moot point and a immaterial upgrade, really, unless you really just want to. I don't even know. I don't really get the idea of this at this point. If the PS5 games are overflowing with great releases and you're only able to get them on PS5 and that's just selling great and going well, and there's a pipeline of great games, and then you introduce this PS5 Pro, I think that's probably the best time to do it. I just don't know if they're having the software right now for people to really merit or even this be. I just know. I think there's going to be a lot of fake hype for this. I really don't know. I just don't see it working out well. I think the thing that Nintendo does well is, you know, all games don't run great on there, but all the basics do. Like we talked about, Balatro, Dave the Diver, Pepper Grinder, Stardew Valley. You can play all these great games that people love on the Switch, and they're not really, you know, graphically intense, and there's a lot of Nintendo games that are the same way. And there, you know, there is a time and a place for graphically intense things, and that's where the industry's going, and you always want to see the best graphics, and I do as well. And I like playing some games like that, but it's not the majority of the games. I don't know. It's maybe half at most if you're playing like a large AAA game or something smaller, a smaller experience, or something where you're just wanting to play the graphics. You know, I think art style and just the game's presentation and the way it runs can trump just straight up graphics and fidelity a lot of the time. So I don't know. The PS5 Pro, these are all rumors. So they're saying launch the second half of 2024, about 4 years after the launch of PS5, and not really a lot of details. So those are my pretty negative views on these details and leaks, but that, again, I don't have to purchase this thing, and it's just another option out there on the market. So, and something for me to explore and talk about at least. So it's interesting to follow along, see how they're strategizing and what their plan is, but I just don't know. And I really don't know the market for this necessarily, unless you haven't bought a console. And, you know, you can always make that argument. If you haven't bought the console and this is your first time coming in, you just want to buy the best thing, this would be the one to buy. But I don't know. I think the console market is becoming blurrier and weirder and stranger by the day. And but we're here to talk about it on the Depth Lewis Show. I actually saw some Rogue Allies in person for the first time, I think, and they were up displayed front and center at Best Buy. So just cool to see. Not something I have any interest in trying, but it looks, you know, something worthwhile and noting, I guess. So I think that's going to wrap up this midsection of the show. A little bit of a quicker episode today for sure. I just wanted to come here and tell you about all the great video game things. So we did have a Nintendo Indie World Showcase last week. Talked about all the great games I thought were interesting from that, like Yars Rising, Anton Blast, Europa, Cat Quest 3, SteamWorld Heist 2, and Little Kitty Big City. And there was a whole lot more in that, so please go check that out for yourself. We talked about the Splatfest that just took place over the prior weekend, if you're listening in real time, where Team Bear Cub was decided to be the fuzzy fluffiness that the community liked the most, and they played the best at Splatoon 3 over the weekend. And then we talked about the PS5 Pro details leak and my views on that, and not a lot of information there, but it seems likely to happen, so I think my opinion would probably stand still. I don't know. I don't really anticipate changing, but, you know, it could. Anyone's opinion could change, and you just never know. You just got to take in the information when it comes. So that's going to wrap up the midsection of the show. We're going to come back for one final section of the show. I'm going to tell you about what I was doing yesterday, and that is really the main update for the final section of the show. It's going to be short and sweet, just like this show. And just thank you for listening. So I'm going to take one final break here. You're going to hear some more break music and then come back and listen to the final episode of Depth Lewis Show, episode 74, after this music. Welcome back to the final section. I said episode right in the prior section, but this is the final section of Depth Lewis Show, episode 74, and this is the miscellaneous talk section. So this is where I can tell you about anything I want to outside the video game world. Just have a few things to tell you about this week and want to get into it. So all going to be focused around the worldwide world of sports. For the Carolina Panthers, I just want to say I'm a Derrick Brown fan. I'm out here banging the Derrick Brown drum. The gong. I'm out here saying Derrick Brown's the best Panther around, and just want to thank the Panthers for signing him to an extendo. Another thing to note are their Clowney jerseys on the store. Those number 7s are looking great. Shaq Thompson went back to 54, and Clowney jerseys are on the store in all the colors. So they're really trying to get those out there, and really good signing. So that was the prelude. Those are the two best moves, or I guess the biggest fan favorite moves would be Clowney signing and Derrick Brown extendo. So good job, Carolina Panthers. Got the draft coming up Thursday, which I'm very excited for. I'm going to watch the Pat McAfee draft spectacular. Bill Belichick's hosting it with them. Looks very interesting. So please go check out Pat McAfee and the boys. They do a wonderful show every day, every live weekday. And any bit of content they put out is super good and high quality and fun. And you get some information in there as well. So please go check them out on draft day. And I will be watching that and really excited to hear Bill Belichick, freestyling, talking on football with the boys. So very cool. And let's see. So that's the Carolina Panthers update. Charlotte Hornets update. Nothing at the offseason. Brandon Miller had a great season, so that was really nice. The Atlanta Hawks season is over. They lost the play-in game. It was a pretty non-competitive game. Trae Young played with a glove on his hand, so he was not fully out there at his normal self. Didn't really look like it, and the game wasn't close, so it was very sad. It was a sad, sad day. Not too much to say about the Hawks season. It was underwhelming, to say the least, and they've had a couple years like this. They've constructed this roster. We had some pretty bad injuries this year of Trae and Jalen Johnson, and Okongwu has been out for a while. DeAndre was banged up a little bit, and we have Murray, who's been balling out and did so for, he was carrying the team for a while there, so they have this whole weird conundrum. I don't think the roster fits well together. I think they kind of have two number ones almost, or two guys that could be number ones on other teams between Trae and DeJounte. And I'm not saying that number one, they're definitely going to get you to the promised land, but those guys are going to command the ball and maybe kind of hard to work both of them in if one of them's not taking like a more of a backseat role. So I don't know. I don't know what they do. I think they put themselves in kind of an awkward position here. So I think it's a little bit messy to get out of it. And I don't know if it's going to be, I don't think there's a possibility for a clean break. I just kind of hope it can turn around for the best. I think they do need to make some decisions this off season. I think they've been a little bit too much in limbo. And that is my view on the Atlanta Hawks. So just thanks for another good season. I do love watching the Hawks, and I will be watching them next season as well with whoever's on the roster. But the level of excitement that I'll be watching with is dependent on some off-season moves. All right, the final thing I want to tell you about this on this episode is the reason this episode's late. So I drove to Atlanta with friends of the show, friends of real life, Sanfi and King Tut, and went to watch the Atlanta Braves play the Rangers yesterday. It was a half of the day we were worried about it getting rained out. It was raining for the whole front half of the day. And then once we got to Atlanta, the sun came out and the game took place without a hitch. So it was a really great time. The Braves ended up losing 6-4, but had some bombs, had some strikeouts. I saw Kirk Cousins throw out the first pitch and he threw a heater. He was wearing a chain. They were giving out chains, I guess, to people, the first people in the door, first kids in the door. So you saw a bunch of kids with chains. Saw everybody. There was all these kids in the stand saying, "What's up, brother?" And they were saying, "Come on, Braves brother." So they're talking like, Sketch. And you just kept hearing that. That was very, very fun. Sketch has been making a very big influence on the world. And I was hearing it a ton in real person. And it's just funny to hear little kids chanting, "You know, come on, Braves brother, hit a home run, Braves brother." And just very funny stuff. So we had a great time at the game, even though we saw a loss. Got back to North Carolina today and have to get back to the normal grind of the week. But the Braves lost that game. I'm trying to think of what was the really, it was a really good game. The, you know, just a few bounces here and there. The Rangers were playing some good outfield. Orlando Arcia was playing excellent defense for the Braves. Had a lot of balls hit his way. Saw Kelnick do some work. Ronald got some base hits. I mean, you know, I just love the Braves. Fun to go to Truist Park. We ate at a restaurant before, had a hot dog at the game, had some beers. Just had a really, really excellent time. The weather held up, and even with the loss, it was a good time. They won the series over the weekend. A friend of the show, Pab, is a Rangers fan, and I'm a pseudo Rangers fan too. Definitely my favorite American League team. And I saw three games in Dallas last year, so I definitely like the Rangers. I have a Rangers hat. I couldn't bring myself to wear it to the Braves game, but really, really fun. Love the baseball. And just ready for it today. So it's going on today on this Monday. The Yankees and the A's are already playing right now. I think it's scoreless as far as I've seen. I'm predicting the Yankees to win. And the rest of the games, I think, start at 6. So the Braves are on to the Marlins this week. And then they end the week with the Guardians. So they're staying in Atlanta all week. But they are going to have a really... The Marlins have been a little hit or miss. But I think the Braves should handle them pretty well. And then the Guardians, I think that's going to be a really good challenge. And I am very excited to watch that series. So I'm going to be talking more about that next week on the end of the depth or on the Depth Lewis show. But just looking right now, you know, we're just freestyling here a little bit. Braves are leading the NL East by a game behind the Phillies, right behind them with one. Mets are 2.5 back. Nationals are 4.5 back, and Nationals have been really surprising. And then Miami is 9.5 back. So really do expect the Braves to get some wins here against the Marlins. They're playing tonight at 7:20. That's what it says. 7:20 if you're listening in real time, April 22nd, 2024. And just excited for the baseball. So it was a really busy weekend, had some fun, and saw the Braves play. So that is always a highlight of the year. Hopefully I can get back down there one more time, or at least one more time this year, to go see them. And there's a possibility I might go, I don't know, maybe go watch the Home Run Derby in Dallas, or may just go see the Braves some more. But love the baseball. Always one of the best things to do. And ready to get Ozzie back. I was wearing my Ozzie Albee jersey, ready to get Sean Murphy back and see some of the starting pitching going on this week. So love the Braves, and I guess I'm just going to wrap it up there. So just thank you for listening to the show. As always, really, really just appreciate you listening or interacting with any of my content in any way. Hope it is fun to listen to and gives you some information and provides some entertainment during your day for whatever you're doing. And, you know, just thank you for listening. I want to reiterate some promotional stuff from the beginning. Please follow Depth Lewis Show. Well, hold on. Sorry. I'm getting a little mixed up this week. I just want to, so in the final section of miscellaneous talk, we talked about the Panthers, talked about the Hornets in the offseason, talked about the Hawks officially in the offseason. There might not be too much information going on with those teams for a while. And then we talked about the Atlanta Braves and how I went to the game yesterday and had a great time. And the Braves are the best team in the universe and the galaxy and the multiverses and anywhere you can think of in the time-space continuum, the best team around, the Atlanta Braves. So that's going to wrap up this final section and wrap up the whole show. I want to reiterate some promotional stuff from the beginning to please help me out. So please follow Depp Lewis Show everywhere. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, review, turn on notifications, tell a friend. Email any questions or feedback to depplewisshow@gmail.com. Full episodes of Depp Lewis Show available anywhere you can find a podcast. Places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Amazon Music, Patreon, and more. Clips are on YouTube and TikTok. Twitch.tv/DeppLewisShow is a great place to follow. And then Patreon.com/DeppLewisShow is the ultimate place to follow. And I want to tell you a little bit of information about that. Right now, it's $1 a month for the ground floor tier for the first 100 patrons. With this tier, you will gain access to an additional podcast exclusive to Patreon called the Depp Lewis Freestyle Show. This is a podcast without a plan that has a freestyle schedule, but is a great way to get additional content and support the show. After the first 100 patrons, the regular price for this tier will begin. Ground floor tier pricing will never change and will gain access to all Depp Lewis Show Patreon content always. So thank you for the support. Today's episode had a little bit of freestyle flair. I really think doing the freestyle show on Patreon is, you know, hopefully helping improve my podcasting skills. It is a little bit more intimidating going into a recording without having a plan, but you find a way to piece it together, look up some information. I think it helps me be a little more loose and maybe more personal too. So I think it's a good mix. And I think if I can mix some of that into the main show like I did today, that's a good thing going forward as well. But just please, you know, hop along for this ride of me figuring this out and enjoying doing this and changing it up. And it's just a really fun process. And I enjoy doing it every week. So I hope you enjoy listening to it every week. And I hope you come back next week for another episode of the show. And I hope you come back the week after that and all the other ones and tell everyone. And just thank you so much for all that you do. I hope you have a great week out there in the world. And I'll be back next week for another episode of the Depp Lewis Show.